वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंथो टेंथ चैप्टर 81 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 टू 13 टाइटल द लॉर्ड ब्लेसेस सुदामा ब्राह्मण। एतवाता अलम विश्वा आत्मन सर्वा संपत् समृद्धये अस्मिन् लोके अथवा आमुष्मिन् पुंसः त्वात् तोषा कारणम्। एतवातलं विश्वात्मन् सर्वसंपत् समृद्धये अस्मिन् लोके तवामुस्मिन् पुंसत्वतोषकारणम्। एतवातालं विश्वात्मन् सर्वसंपत् समृद्धये अस्मिन् लोके तवामुष्मिन् पुंसत्वतोषकारणम्। एतवातलं विश्वात्मन् सर्वसंपत् समृद्धये अस्मिन् लोके तवामुष्मिन् पुंसत्वतोषकारणम्। एतवातालं विश्वात्मन् सर्वसंपत् समृद्धये अस्मिन् लोके स्तवामुष्मिन् पुंसत्वतोषकारणम्। etavata, this much, alam, enough, vishva, of the universe, atman, O soul, sarva, of all, sampat, opulent assets, samriddhaye, for the prospering, asmin, in this, loke, world, athava, or else, amushmin, in the next, pumsaha, for a person, tvat, your, toshaha, satisfaction, karanam, having has its cause. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Queen Rukmini said, this is more than enough, O soul of the universe, to secure him an abundance of all kinds of wealth in this world and the next. After all, one's prosperity depends simply on your satisfaction. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll also recite 12th and 13th verse. Brahmanastam tu rajanim usitavachyuta mandire bhuktva pitva sukham mene atmanam swargatam yata. Sukhdev Goswami continued, the Brahmanas spent that night in Lord Achyuta's palace after eating and drinking to his full satisfaction. He felt as if he had gone to the spiritual world. Swabhute vishwabhavena swasukena bivandita jagama swalayam tata patyanuvrajya nandita. The next day, Sudama set off for home while being honored by Lord Krishna, the self-satisfied maintainer of the universe. The Brahmana felt greatly delighted, my dear king, as he walked along the road. Purport, we are here reminded that Lord Krishna maintains the supply of desirable objects for the whole universe. Therefore, it is to be understood that he was about to manifest for Sudama opulence greater than Indra's. Being Swasukha, perfectly complete in his own bliss, the Lord has an unlimited capacity for bestowing gifts. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, the word Abhivandita indicates that Sri Krishna accompanied Sudama on the road for a short distance and finally parted with the Brahmana after bowing down to him and speaking some respectful words. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsya Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంతం స్వామినే ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యస్య కృపాసింధూయ ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతిసే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. Queen Rukmini said, this is more than enough for soul of the universe to secure him an abundance of all kinds of wealth in this world and the next. After all, one's prosperity depends simply on your satisfaction. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the Brahmanas spent that night in Lord Achyuta's palace. After eating and drinking to his full satisfaction, he felt as if he had gone to the spiritual world. The next day, Sudama set off for home while being honored by Lord Krishna, the self-satisfied maintainer of the universe. The Brahmana felt greatly delighted, my dear king, as he walked along the road. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is one of the most, in one sense, a very popular story that Sudama was blessed. Everyone knows that what happened, no? So people many times think, mere saath bhi aisa hoga. Dekho, Sudama. So in that sense, it is very popular. But we should understand that what is real wealth. In material point of view, Sudama was, in one sense, like a beggar. Who will care for a beggar? He was torn clothes, dirty clothes, emaciated because of no proper nutrition. And then, one may ask then, if he was looking like a beggar, then how was he allowed inside the palace? Any guard will stop him. Person who looks like this, how can you be allowed? But those days, it was a standing order. There were three barricades like this before you enter the palace in Dwarka. The standing orders as for Brahmana, this was not applicable. If any Brahman enters, he passes through all these barricades without any security, no need. Otherwise there was tight security. So the point is that how Brahmanas were honored. We see here in this whole Leela, how Krishna, now here in this verse it is said that Sudama spent the night, he was treated so well, what a relationship it was, and he was fully satisfied. Sudama forgot that why he had come for. Then on the way, he is leaving here, the Lord accompanied him. The king, Dwarkadish, is accompanying Sudama. He walks with him for some distance. Then he is offering, bowing down. And with some respectful words, they part. What a respect. Now, the Lord just wanted to reveal that why Brahmanas should be respected. I mean, not just Brahmanas by birth. Like in this case, when Sudama met Krishna, Krishna said, "You are the most wealthiest person. Material point of view, a beggar, but you are the most wealthiest person because you know what is truth. Because you know what is truth, you have given up all worldly pleasures." So in that sense, he becomes very dear to him. A Lord who has everything, what would impress him? That devotion. Sudama had that devotion that when Lord took one morsel of chipped rice, Queen Kuntini had to stop him, that's enough. Because by just taking one morsel, which is offered with devotion itself is an understanding which is beyond our, what is devotion? No? Must say offered with so much love, he had prepared it, and the Lord takes it, he is satisfied. So Mother Rukmini is saying, "But if you are satisfied, my Lord, it is guaranteed that not for this life, for the next life, he will have material prosperity." But she stopped him, that one more morsel, it will be more than that, then I will have to surrender to him. Because it is said that anyone who offers the Lord with devotion, the Lord personally comes there. When Lord personally comes there, Lakshmi always follows wherever Narayan goes. So if Lakshmi goes there where Lord is there, so that place is prosperity. We can take our own temple's example. Many, many years back, I mean, what you see now and what it was, there was hardly any facility, nothing. There was no proper facility, even drinking water facility was not there properly. What to speak about the toilets and the kitchen. But then the deity worship standards were very high. Those devotees who were worshipping, it was very high. There was no fundraising program. There was nothing, something organized that how this much money we need to raise. But funds started pouring. The Lord was pleased. Few wealthy people were inspired. Not many, it was just few or hardly one, two, three. They were inspired from within their heart to just pour out their wealth. And what we see here is that itself is a proof that where the Lord is pleased, Lakshmi follows. But anyway, here we can see that the way Krishna treated this Brahmana, his main purpose was, even Sudama was wondering, you know, in the beginning he was a little shocked, you know, the way he was treated. He thought maybe it is a misidentification or something, you know, because there are so many sages come to the palace, maybe he has mistaken me for some sage and he is worshipping. So he had a little doubt when this much worship, you know, is Rukmini fanning and, you know, he's washing his feet. So Krishna understood it, so immediately said, "Remember Sudama when we were in Gurukul?" It's not a false, he's talking about the same Sudama who I am. But then the way you worshipped, it is said that, see the relationship, we talk about God, how much loving is to a devotee, if a devotee has offered his life, what is he willing to do? There are yogis, there are jnanis, the yogis are doing such tapasyas, just so that they can, you know, approach the feet of Lord. There are jnanis who are studying, so much austerity, you know, so much of self-control and all, so that they can have a glimpse of, you know, the Lord's feet. And here is the Lord who is taking pleasure in the feet of his devotee. Because he has given his body, mind and soul surrendered, and he has devotion, the Lord is taking pleasure in washing the feet of a devotee. See the way Krishna sees. So in that sense, Krishna, when Sudama glorifies, my Lord, you know, you are the, you know, all the description about that time, Krishna, yes, I am the Lord. I am the controller of the universe. But in this society, in human society, to teach people that how much they should be respecting the Brahmanas. So I am showing this by my example. And same time I am also showing that it is not a disqualification to be wealthy. He is saying, that example I am revealing it. Himself is saying, see, I am the king. I am daily doing charity. I am daily worshipping. I do my own sadhana. So both these examples, whether you are wealthy or you are poor like Brahmana, that doesn't disqualify anyone from realizing what is real success or real wealth. Material point of view, success is defined as wealth, power, fame, prestige, control, possessions. What all things? That is success. But Krishna is revealing here that what is real success in life? It is the glorification of, it is the development of your consciousness. Sudama externally was like a beggar. But then for Krishna, he was the greatest, he was the wealthiest person, that he is taking care of him. People were shocked in Dwarka. They're just watching. The people around, they say, Krishna never does like this. Who is this person? He's embracing him, he's washing his feet, he's making him sit on this bedstead. Mother Rukmini is fanning. He has never done like this. This is Krishna's love for a Brahmana who has that real treasure. And in this point, Krishna is emphasizing why in a society, especially to have Varnashrama, how Brahmanas are the one who are giving direction. Without these type of people in the society, it's like a body without head. There is no direction. So, one instruction here, that how Brahmanas, and same time, how they should be respected. Now, when there is no proper principle of respect, everything collapses. Unfortunately, we see that slowly that thing is dwindling. We see in professions also. There was a time, you know, we would respect our seniors. But then in professions we see, even a person who is very senior, the junior thinks that he has a right to talk to him as if he is equal to him. And there is nothing like sir, hi, or call him by his first name. When I ask someone, is it like this in your organization? Well, they know that is the culture. You know? We are equal. When you have to, there's nothing, if someone senior is standing in the lift, I'm standing in the queue to get inside the lift. If he's standing behind, no one will tell him that he should come in front because he's a senior person. So that etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that a real ornament of a devotee is these type of qualities where he respects. So the Lord is showing that what is respect in that sense. So even in Chaitanya Leela, the Lord shows several places, he shows this, that how should be, not by age, not by, you know, caste. Overall, otherwise the respect in so-called modern civilization is, respect is given based on superficial opulence or some attraction, maybe some caste, maybe color, maybe some type of a form or some fame. But the real essence of respect is, what is the substance that person has? Based on that, this person is respected. So in Chaitanya Leela, there is one physician called Mukunda Sarkar. Now, in one sense, he was just like an ordinary physician, but he was not an ordinary person. So he was working for a Mughal king, and he had so much devotion that anything he sees connected to Krishna, he used to faint. So one day when he was there with the king at a high platform, someone came to fan the king to the peacock feather. He saw the peacock feather and he remembered Krishna and he fell unconscious and fell down. Now everyone was shocked. They went and woke him up and they asked him that what happened. Now he was so humble that he would not say what happened. He was saying, well, I have some disease, sometimes I faint. He was not proud. He was cherishing that, but not to reveal it to everyone, what he had. But the Mughal king in his association, he had some fair idea that this is a sign of devotion. So he told him, please go home, next day we'll meet. But many years later, when Mukunda Sarkar went to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda Sarkar, he was with Raghunandan, his son, who is the father and who is the son? So Mukunda Sarkar immediately said, his son, he is the father and I am his son. Now, how can that be possible? No? Biologically, he is the father and he is the son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He was very pleased because anyone who inspires us in Krishna consciousness because of their knowledge, because of their character, because of their behavior, because of the way they set an example, irrespective of age, that person becomes senior. So you respect. So respect is not something superficial. Respect is based on that this person is like this. So it goes beyond age. So here Mukunda Sarkar himself, a very advanced devotee, is saying no. Because he knew Raghunandan's devotion was superior to him. That's what he was feeling. So he is my father and I am his son. So there are several examples. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal or instruct us. The famous case of Haridas Thakur. He was an outcast, social point of view, untouchable. And those days, Advaita Acharya was the most respectful Brahmana leader, topmost in the society. And during the Shraddha ceremony, the offering's first thing is offered to the topmost Brahmana. And there were so many Brahmanas and Haridas Thakur was way out in the corner. And Advaita Acharya went and gave it to him. So Haridas Thakur was shocked. Sir, by birth I am a social outcast. So he said that just giving to you, it is as good as giving to millions of Brahmanas. So his respect to Haridas Thakur was not based on something externally, no superficiality, it was to the essence that he is a special person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this way has many, and the one example, famous example of in Kovur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi already, and he went to the bank of Godavari, he met this governor, Ramanand Rai. Now Ramanand Rai by caste was Shudra, and here is a sannyasi, and he was a grahastha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him, because he wanted to know, the world should know that it is not that person's material position, but what essence he carries in his heart. That is what should be respected. So he respected him, and the people around, they were shocked. But same time, we also know that once, when after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 24 years, he was so young, and when he went to Jagannath Puri, he fell unconscious, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was like a grandfather, in one sense. And he was a leader, means thousands of people will be coming from distant places to study under him. He was guru for the king. And he is saying that, oh, this young boy has taken sannyas, I need to protect him. And he instructs him. The Lord knows everything, but he is instructing him. And 7 days the Lord didn't say anything. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, he said that, it's the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, no, he is like a father to me. Because he wants to protect me, I respect him for that. So here is a different context. So the Lord is respecting him because he showed that sentiment of protecting him. So he respected him. So there are several such examples in Shastras where we see what is real honor which Krishna is showing here to Sudama. Especially in this age, when there are so many things going on against Vedic perspectives. Srimad Bhagavatam famous example is Maharaj Parikshit, a king, and there were Narada Muni, there was Vishwamitra, there was Vasishta. Now what is their seniority? Narada Muni is coming from Brahma. Vasishta, they are from Satyuga, they are there. And they think that, well, this 16-year-old boy is the one who is, he's so young. But they all are sitting down and listening to him. So the point is about what the Lord wanted to show here is how Brahmanas in a society, because same time they have the responsibility, because the Lord is revealing the truth through the Brahmanas. The truth is revealed through the Brahmanas. So that the society, Brahmanas are not protected, truth is not revealed. So that society's progress is not possible. All other ashrams, they have to take inspiration by the standards, what they set. And get inspired by their association, slowly develop detachment. If they are not there, there is no standard. And what to speak, even when you offer, it is said, the Lord accepts the bhoga from the mouth of his surrendered devotees. So the offering cannot go directly to the Lord unless it goes through. So these are, so as far as Varnashrama is concerned, completely it is. A few weeks back, I was in a gathering. And the theme was medical education, what is happening to medical education. Because we see that what is happening to the standards of practice. So there are several issues, but we'll go to the root of the problem, medical education. There is some problem with medical education. If medical students are properly trained, then they will be nice doctors. It's a truth. But Charaka Samhita, we'll be shocked if we see how personal qualities are given more importance than knowledge and skills. Now what is happening now, you see, even in newspaper it was there before study. Now 1,30,000 people are appearing for a competitive exam to get entrance into the medical college. And all their selection is based on all objective marks. Whoever gets the best marks, he gets in. No one talks about what is his quality. So Charaka Samhita gives a list of qualities before someone enters a medical college. Of course, those days this profession was so refined that it was only the vaidyas You know, Vaidyas, they are so self-satisfied people. There is no question about, you know. So it is, there are several lists. The last comes about, you know, knowledge and all. He is tranquil nature, means he is very peaceful and composed. He is very generous. He is very kind to others. He is not greedy. He is not lazy. He is very enthusiastic. He is hard working. He is very responsible. He takes interest in finding out what is truth. That means spiritual knowledge. He is well versed with some knowledge about universe, how it works. And then comes down. He is also well versed in the science of that subject. That it comes down. And then after that it comes, he should have a healthy physical body. He should have mental health, physical health. That also is included. Means proper senses and organs. So this is mentioned in Charak Samhita. So in this discussion, there were top people, you know, the one who are going to make the decision, the health minister, and this, they are finding what it should be done. The discussion was only on how to make these exams. Whether should this or should be at this level or this level. Someone just mentioned about values. We should talk about values. But no one supported that. You know? No one had any interest about values. What is value? So any type of, especially the profession where it is a very serious thing, it is very important that more than your knowledge and skills, it is your personal qualities which is important. So this is just one thing I just remembered in this contest about the Lord is saying how Brahmana should be. So same time, of course, by birth no one becomes a Brahmana. Even if a person is low, but if he has the qualities of Brahmana, he is worshipable. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada showed it to the whole world that, you know, whoever you are, but if you know the science of God, you have the qualities, you are a Brahmana. And he wanted Varnashrama society should have these qualities of people because... So this is a relationship between Krishna and Sudama. What a friendly relationship. What a relationship. How they met, how they talked, how they spent time, and then how they parted. What happened, of course, is there in the verse, but today also happens to be a very auspicious day. We have Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day, which is very appropriate, one sense, connected to this Leela. It was between Krishna and Sudama, and here it is between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, and Gadadhar Pandit was not different from Radharani. So, today's appearance day, it is said that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as Radha and Krishna, then why one more Radharani? Gadadhar Pandit, and he said that he is not different, he is both Radha and Krishna. Because Radharani also is infinite, she can expand in so many ways. To give more pleasure to Krishna, one more way she wanted to give pleasure. The unique thing about Nimai, when he was young, he was called Nimai and Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was 1 year younger than Nimai. But they were of completely different nature. Gadadhar Pandit will be sober, soft-speaking. He would not like any other type of gossip or discussions or any mundane talk. He will always be in some isolation. And Nimai will be always coming and challenging him. Some illogical questions. Where they were walking, they were going to school together. They will play together. They will sleep together. They will eat together. They would be inseparable. This was their friendship. But still, Gadadhar Pandit would be feeling, I can't live without him, but why is he like this? When will he become a devotee? And Nimai would sometimes confront him, Gadadhar, tell me what is liberation? And Gadadhar Pandit will say that liberation means, and he'll argue. He said, no, no, this is not true. You're not right. And he will be thinking, what I'm doing with him? He wants to run away, but he still wants to be with him. He wants to go away, but he likes his voice. So this way they were praying. He was praying, praying. Many devotees were praying that when will Nimai become a... Then, of course, the time came and he went to Gaya and there was a transformation. And then Nimai, when he met Gadadhar, and when Gadadhar saw Nimai has changed, he was weeping, he was crying. Finally, finally, Nimai has become a devotee. So Nimai came and to Gadadhar, now I understand how I used to waste time, how I used to bother you, but you never wasted time. You were always focused. And so one day it so happened that Gadadhar Pandit went to meet, he went to Sachi Mata's house, and there Nimai, now transformed, he was crying out. The way he was crying out, people around, those who were there around, they could not do anything. They could not even interrupt, intervene, because the way he was crying out, where is Krishna? So that time Gadadhar Pandit came. And everyone is just watching what to do with him, you know. He is just sobbing, he is falling down, he is getting up. Where is Krishna? I saw him, but then he left. So Gadadhar said, to pacify him, please be peaceful. Krishna is there inside your heart. So when he heard that Krishna is there inside my heart, with his hands, with the nails, he wanted to rip open his chest and touch the heart or tear it. This force he went. And that is the time Gadadhar Pandit went and pacified him, said, Krishna is coming. He is coming. Just wait. He is coming. So when he heard this, he got pacified. Sachi Mata saw that. She saw that my son, sometimes the way he behaves, it is uncontrollable. So who can take care of him? So she told Gadadhar Pandit, see, I want you to be with him always. So after that, Gadadhar and Nimai, they were inseparable. But then the time came for Nimai. Nimai wanted to extend his mercy to those people who were very proud of their... So his mercy was not reaching him, those top class, maybe the Brahmanas or others who were thinking they knew everything. So he wanted to take sannyas, because only sannyasis are respected. Otherwise, you are a householder. So he took sannyas. So he came and asked Gadadhar, Gadadhar, I have to take. So Gadadhar argued him, why do you have to take sannyas? You can remain here. You can preach. You can still do it. Don't take sannyas. Because he could not tolerate him taking sannyas. But anyway, eventually, he took sannyas. He went to Jagannath Puri. Gadadhar Pandit followed. He also had taken sannyas. And he has taken Kshetra sannyas. He had taken a vow that henceforth I would never leave Jagannath Puri. Then the time came for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. He said, I am going to Vrindavan. So Gadadhar, inseparable, he said, I am coming with you. But you have taken Kshetra Sannyas. And you cannot leave Gopinath because he was worshipping Gopinath. So Gadadhar said, wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri. And just seeing your feet, he is serving millions of Gopinath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to take the responsibility for you breaking your vow, so you are not going to come with me. So he said, no problem, I will not come with you. I will take another route. Then we will meet in Katak. So Gadadhar was not in the same group. He was out. And they were walking, and there at Katak, and they had to cross the river. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu boarded the river. Then he looked at him. See, you may be happy, that is because of you, but I am not happy, so you are not going to come with me. Just walked out. And Gadadhar collapsed. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came and said, how fortunate you are. See the Lord. Just to protect your vow, actually he cannot live without you. He wants to be with you. But just to protect your vow, he is willing to go through this anguish. How great you are. So this way Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's relationship is such an intense friendship they had. And later we all know that he was there in Tota Gopinath, and one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He used to always come to hear Bhagavatam Katha. And same time Lord Nityananda also came, and he brought some special rice. He bought some special garments for the deities. And with this rice, Gadadhar Pandit cooked. And the way he served them, and after all, the service was so much with affection, he served both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. They were fully satisfied. And after that, there was kirtan as usual. They all did kirtan. And during the kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes will go inside the altar, he'll close the door. So that was the usual thing. So this time also he did. He went inside the altar, he closed the door, and kirtan is going on. Then they're wondering why the door is not opening. For a long time the door didn't open. They went and opened the door. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared. He was not there. So this is the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, and this relationship, at least in this mortal world, separated. After that, in separation, Gadadhar Pandit, he aged so fast, he aged. Every day he aged by years. One day he'll age by years. 2 days, many years. His body became so old, and his limbs were becoming very weak. And in his daily worship, he would have to put the crown on top of Gopinath. He had to put the flute. He had to put the garland. Because of his weakness, he was struggling. He was trying to put, but he could not reach out. He was trying to put the crown. He was trying to put the garland, but he could not. And Gopinath sat down, cross-legged. So this is the only deity which is still there in Jagannath Puri, where the deity responded to Gadadhar's devotion. And till now he is cross-legged. So deities are not different from the Lord himself present. But you need the devotion. They can reciprocate, they can talk, but you should have the qualification to hear or see. So Gadadhar Pandit, this was and today happens to be his appearance day. And we are reading Sudhama and Krishna's relationship. And just 500 years back, same Krishna, he showed how brahmanas should be respected. And same thing what he was showing was, so in a society, superficiality, and that's what is Kali Yuga. Even now I see sometimes in programs, you know, some Radhanath Maharaj is sitting in the front and some film actress comes, and the whole crowd goes to the film actress. Autograph. And Maharaj is sitting like this. Because people are attracted to the superficiality. There is no substance, there is no essence. What is real wealth, real knowledge? Some external glamour. That's all. Glamour and misleading, no proper fulfillment, no contentment, frustration, disappointment. Because how can it touch the soul? How can it touch the heart? So we are all grateful to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We are also very honored. There are very illustrious Prabhupada's disciples sitting here. Madhuji, that day I heard she is very concerned about the marriages. Left and right marriages are crumbling. Doesn't last long. So maybe we can derive some inspiration from here, that externals are not the one which are stable. It is a relationship based on qualities. If someone relates to that, I think that relationship can be stable. So, you would like to say something? Maybe you can give up. You can please give up. She was very concerned about it, so she was asking, people need help. I think the help is here, Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures. Yes, Madhuji.
You sit down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very concerned because I had newly married people here in Bombay. They are not even having a training before the marriage. It was very, it was a pity because, as you said, the respect is, for example, one of the biggest points in relationships, and especially in marriage time. If there is no respect, then also towards the elders, if there is no respect, then the parampara, the knowledge will not be transferred to the younger. You understand what I mean? Because actually a man who is 90 years old and he is respected by a small boy who is 10 years old, then the old man can give 80 years of knowledge if the small boy is respectfully listening. But then the parampara can give down, hand down the knowledge nicely. But nowadays I have seen, heard in ISKCON, that, oh, Prabhupada, that is Prabhupada's time, oh, that is Vedic time. We are now in Kali Yuga. We are having, we are now, Prabhupada is gone, more or less. Now we are having other situations, divorce is common, and things like that. So, it's a very big pity because ISKCON is supposed to be give the best example to the whole world. By good marriages. And if we are not able in Krishna consciousness, with all respect, keep a marriage together, then and serve each other, because Bhagavan is in all both of us, then where will the society go? The Kaumis, and they are marrying. Immediately in their mind is the divorce. That word divorce is so powerful. So we should be a very good example and be respectful towards each other. Naturally, the role of the woman is a little different. She should be more respectful even. She should see her husband like putting him on a throne and put a garland around him. And put a crown on him, even if he makes wrong plans, wrong investments, wrong decisions. He's still the wife's Bhagavan. He's her Bhagavan. I have had experience also with other people. And the husband was not liked at all in ISKCON. He did funny things, but when we approached her and said, how can you live with such a husband? She said, he's my Bhagavan. She was all in bliss and saying, he's my Bhagavan. So, and she was very intelligent. She gave classes, young girl, she was so intelligent. But he was so giving her a bad name because of his behavior. But still she said, he's my Bhagavan. And he developed quite nicely. Just because she elevated him to the position of Bhagavan. Anyway, I didn't want to take your time. Your class was very nice. Thank you so much. If anybody has any problem, I can speak to them. They can come to me.
Thank you very much, Mother. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.